I was thinking about
Jesus, well, they're happy that we can gather here together today to worship Him. This is God's grace. And this is also His blessing. And may the Lord grant us His blessing in our spirit and in our bodies today. So that our body may receive rest. And may our heart and spirit also receive the Word of God. And if we have this hope, then this blessing will be true. The Lord loves us. And when He created us, He made us man and woman.
神不愿意我们一个人活在世上.
He did not want us to dwell on this earth alone.
所以先夫妻是两个人.
And therefore, a husband and wife are two.
那圣经说他们就成为一体.
And the Bible tells us that they become one body.
那接下来就是有儿女们, 那儿女就是他们互相的弟兄姊妹.
And from them, they bear children, and they become brothers and sisters.
That is a family.
So the Lord does not want us to dwell on this earth alone. But sometimes when we live in this world, when we are working in society, or when we are serving in the church, we sometimes turn around and see that it seems there's only ourselves and not anyone behind us. Seems that there's only one person left.
这样的一个感觉, 在圣经里面, 有一个先知, 就是以利亚, 他有过这样的一个感觉。
And in the Bible, there was a prophet named Elijah who also had this sentiment.
以利亚是一个在旧约里面很有能力的一个先知。
He was a very powerful prophet in the Old Testament.
那我们上礼拜有从《列王纪上》17章来看这个人。
And last week we studied this character from 1 Kings.
那我们来再回来看《列王纪上》。
So now let us turn back to 1 Kings.
以利亚他是一个神所重用的一个工人。
Elijah was used by God.
神跟他谈话。
And God worked with him.
17章我们要看到神还没有出来工作之前,
and we see in chapter 17 that before he even came out to work, God trained him.
先在物质上面,
First, materially, he was trained so that he was known to rely on God.
靠着神的话,
to rely on the word of God and therefore sustain his life. So he ate the bread of the raven.
那接下来神在他的心性上爱心上的操练，他到寡妇家去接受了爱心的小饼。
And then after that, God tested his faith by commanding him to go to the widow of Zarephath and to gain food there.
那神在 这个属灵的事上也超越他，让他面对一个死的孩子，能够有信心祷告三次，用他的身体伏在这个孩子身上，这孩子后来就复活了。
And the test of his faith was when he encountered this dead child, and he had to pray and lay on this dead child's body 3 times in order to revive his life.
那这个经过了神的训练之后，神就用他。
And after this training, God used him.
所以他是 被一个神所用的一个器皿啊。
So he was an instrument of God.
那接下来神就第18章神差他去见国王。
And then in chapter 18 we see that God commanded him to go present himself to Ahab.
这时候好像他只有他一个人而已哦。
And it seemed like there was only himself.
因为他在受训的时候只有一个。
Because when he was being trained, there was only one person, him.
他要去工作的时候，好像只有一个。
And when he went to work, it seemed like there was only one person, him.
那我们看18章第十。 三节。
Now let us read chapter 18, verse 13.
他还没去做工以前呢，就有一个很虔诚的人跟他说一句话。
Before he began his work, there was a very honest person who spoke to him.
十二节哈，他说我是住十二节的最后，是说这个家宅哈，一个亚哈的家宅叫做厄巴底人，他跟他讲。
And the servant in the household of Ahab was named Obadiah.
他跟他讲说，我是自幼敬畏神的。
And he said that I am one who fears the Lord.
敬畏神的。
He feared the Lord.
那敬畏神的人跟他讲。
And this one who feared the Lord spoke to Elijah.
说耶洗别十三节，耶洗别杀害耶路那个整个众先知的时候。我将真神的一百个先知藏了。
He said, "Was it not reported to my lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men, 52 of him?"
一百个。
100 men.
也就是说，以利亚出去工作之前，神已经这个敬畏神的人已经跟他讲，还有另外一百个藏，还藏起来，跟你一样，你本来是藏起来的。
That is to say that before Elijah went out to serve the Lord.This God-fearing man had already hid 100 prophets of the Lord.
神借着这个厄巴底把他藏起来。
God used Obadiah to hide these servants of his.
其实在这之前，以利亚也是被神藏起来的。
And actually, before this, Elijah was also hidden by God.
好了，现在要出来工作。
So now he was coming out to do the work.
神事先就叫这个厄巴底来。
And before he did so, God first commanded Obadiah to tell him this
truth.
And he said, was it not reported to my lord what I did?
好，那以利亚就去见国王了。
So Elijah went to see the king.
那见国王之后，他真的有心为神工作。
And as he faced this king, he truly had the heart to serve God.
我们知道亚哈那个时代，全国的人都拜，几乎可以看见的外表的看见的都不拜神了。
You see that in this day and age, there was really no one who worshipped God, and outwardly speaking.
一般的人都在拜偶像。
Most of the people were idol worshippers.
就好像一个世界的潮流一样。
And this is just as it is in the world.
所以在这个时候，以利亚出来了。
So at this time, Elijah came out.
好，那他就跟那亚哈王说：“来，你去叫那些拜巴利的这个祭司来，我们一起到加密山上去。”
So he told King Ahab, "Call up those prophets of Baal and let us meet on the mountain."
拜神的、真神的跟拜巴利的，就是拜偶像的，要做一个对比。
So that there would be a showdown between the prophets of Baal and the prophet of God.
我们看到十节。
And let us read verse 20.
这亚哈这国王呢，就派人去把以色列众人还有先知都把他叫到这个加密山上去了。
So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel.
在这时候，这个百姓扮演着一个很重要的角色。
And the children of Israel, the people of Israel, played a very important role.
那些先知就是拜巴利的那些先知啊。
The prophets were Baal worshippers.
那以利亚只有是属神的先知。
And Elijah was the only one prophet of God.
那当在这个当中呢，就是这些百姓。
And in their midst was the people of Israel.
这些百姓如果归向真神的话，那就会听。
And if the children of Israel were to turn to the true God, then they would listen to Elijah's word.
那如果这些百姓归向这些拜巴利的先知，那这以利亚人逃不走啊。
But if they were to turn to the prophets of Baal, then Elijah would have no recourse.
在以利亚还要跟这些假先知正式对话之前
，And before Elijah faced these prophets of Baal.Let us read verse 21.
以利亚前来对众人说，他先对这些百姓说。
He first spoke to the people.
因为这些百姓本来是拜神的百姓啊。
Because they were once true worshippers of God.
只是他们现在被迷惑了。
It was only that now they had been confused.
以利 要对他们说。
And so Elijah said to them,
你们心持两意要到什么时候呢？
How long will you falter between two opinions?
要做个决定。
You must make a decision.
真神是什么？
If the true God is truly God,
如果是神，你就听从神。
If the Lord is God, then you should follow Him.
如果巴力是神，
but if Baal is God,
那你就顺从巴力。
Then follow Him.
你看这些百姓怎么样？
So what did the people say?
众民一言不答。
They answered him not a word.
他们没有办法判断。
They couldn't decide.
这个时候先知已经受过训练，先知哦。
This prophet had already been trained.
很有能力的先知哦。
He was a mighty prophet of God.
祷告死人恢复我的先知哦。
He was one who prayed and was able to revive a dead child.
但是面对了这个心怀恶意的、一言不答的这些百姓，他也没办法。
But he had, he couldn't do anything as he faced these people who didn't answer him a word.
他能够用他的属灵的力量、属灵的人格去感化他们吗？这个时候没办法。
Was he able to stir their hearts with his spiritual power?
这时候，以利亚看到这些不能决定的、三心两意的这些百姓。
So he said to these people who were indecisive.
还有。我们看二十三节。
Let's read.
那二十二节。
Verse 22.
以利亚对众民说。
He said to the people.
做真神先知的只剩下我一个人。
I alone am left, a prophet of the Lord.
他讲这是很愤慨的，很激动的。
He was very
很感慨的。
He was very moved to speak this.
你们怎么不答、啊、
？Because he was.Upset that they didn't answer him a word.
你们怎么三心两意？
And he couldn't comprehend why they should be so.
真神，我们拜了这么久了，你们怎么会被引诱去呢？
Why they should be so indecisive and be so confused?
这简单的道理我们还不懂吗？
Because why couldn't they understand the truth?
所以这时候他就讲了。
So he said to them.
做真神先知，只剩下我一个人。
I alone am left, a prophet of the Lord.
很有气魄。
So he was very strong in this opinion.
好像你爬山。
It's as if when you climb a mountain.
一百个人爬山好手爬。
And you climb 100.
不是一百个人爬山的好手，就是很会爬山的一起爬。
Oh, you climb a mountain with 100 other mountaineers.
最后只有你爬上。
But in the end, you are the only one that reaches the top.
你下来你就说，爬爬爬，最后只剩下我一个，那个讲的是很英雄的。
So when you come down a mountain, then you can proclaim, I'm the only one who is able to climb the mountain.
以后你到老的时候，你会讲，夫妇啊，请爬上一百个高手去爬，最后剩下我一个。你讲这是很有道理。
So when you become old, then you'll say, your grandfather, me, I was able to climb a mountain, even though 100 other mountaineers.
巴力先知450个人。
So there were 450 prophets of Baal.
这时候以利亚忘记了。
Elijah forgot this.
没有多久以前，这个巴提亚跟他讲，做真神先知的还有另外100个人藏起来。
Elijah forgot that not too long ago, Obadiah had told him that there were still 100 prophets of God left.
他怎么说只剩下我一个人
？So why did he say here I alone am left?
但是在这个时候，神要用他。
But still, at this time, God was going to use him.
所以他在加利山上为神大大的做成功。
So on Mount Carmel, he was able to fulfill the work of God.
他在那里献祭。
And he offered a sacrifice.
在听他的献祭。
And God listened to his offering.
36节。
And we read 36.
他在这边祷告。
He was praying.
他说：“真神。”
He said, Lord,
求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人。
Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and I am your servant.
又是奉你的名行这一切的事情。
And that I have done all these things at your word.
37节。
37。
他继续祷告。
And he continued to pray.
求你应允我，应允我。这是很两次的应允我，这是很加强的一个语气。
Hear me.
听我，听我。
Hear me, O Lord, hear me, he repeated.
使这个你知道你是真神。
And that this people may know that you are the Lord God.
又知道是你叫这个百姓的心回转过来。
And that you have turned their hearts back to you again. So his prayer was true. Let the people know that you are God. And let them also know that you have turned their hearts back to you, not me, this lowly vessel. It is not because I have been trained.
不是说我灵力灵德灵智很高深了。
It is not because I have high level of spiritual virtue or spiritual wisdom.
不是因为我是一个伟大的属灵领袖。
It is not because I am a very mighty spiritual leader.
而让这些百姓的心回转。
That I have caused those people to turn their hearts back to you.
你叫这些百姓的心回转。
But it is you who have turned their hearts back.
38节。
38.
于是呢，真神就降下火来。Then
the fire of the Lord fell.
火降下来。And
as it came down,
这百姓怎么样？39节。What
did the people do?
众人看见就伏在地。When
they saw it, they fell on their faces.
说耶和华是神，耶和华是神。And
they said, the Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
百姓能够趴在地上的，不是以利亚讲说只剩下我一个人的气魄。
It was not Elijah saying, I alone am left, that caused these people to fall on their faces.
不是他受过很好完整的训练。
It is not because he had obtained this very complete training.
不是他勇敢去见国王不怕死的勇气。
It is not because of his courage to face King Ahab.
不是很简单的，神从天上降下火。
But very simply, it was because the Lord had caused fire to fall down.
这差别很大。
This is a very great
contrast.
Because when they saw the heavenly fire, they fell on their faces.
所以在降临山上,
so on Mount Carmel, the work of the Lord was fulfilled.
神得到荣耀,
and God was glorified.
神要做的工已经完成了,
and his work was completed. Because the people returned once again to the arms of God.
当然，以利亚是神是借着以利亚完成这件工作。Of
course, God used Elijah to complete this work.
神也是跟以利亚同在。And
God also abided with Elijah.
那以利亚也在这个世界上，神应该给他一个功。And in this
situation, God also remembered his work.
那神也赐给他力量。God
gave him power.
所以呢，这时候他就开始祷告了，就下来了，三年不下雨的事。
And so at this point he started to pray and the rain fell after 3 years of famine. And actually this promise of rain had been given by God long ago.
因为十八章开始神还没拆弹的时候就跟他讲说你去见雅哈那我要降雨。
Because in chapter 18 he already commanded Elijah saying, go present yourself to Ahab and I will send rain on the earth.
只是不晓得在什么时候而已啊。
But it was just not known what time he would send this rain.
那我们人的责任是在神的应许之下，我们不晓得什么时候我们能尽我们的力去祷告。
And our human responsibility is that we do not know God's time, but we pray with all of our effort.
那因为他的虔诚的祷告，我们应许神的降临。
And because of his earnest prayer, God fulfilled his promise of rain.
好了，做完这个大功之后。
So after he completed this work,
那个本来是被神藏的一个先知。This
prophet who was once hidden by God.
我们接下来看，他就跑到城门口去了。We
see that he ran to the gate of the city.
他比国王先到。He
beat Ahab there.
国王是。
And it was over 20 miles from Mount Carmel to the gate of the city.
比现在看那个距离啊，比现在马拉松还长。
So actually, it's longer than today's marathon.
他比国王先跑到。And
he was able to run it and reach there before Ahab did. And so all the people must have praised him.
19章接下来我们就看，这个本来是到处找不到的神人，一下子就被找到了。
We see that this prophet who was once hidden and could not be found was now openly found.
被恶者找到,
he was found by an evil one.
他现在出名了,
and he was famous.
每个人都可以找到他,
everybody could find him.
也就是说, 他没有把自己藏起来,
and that is to say that he did not hide himself.
他没有被神藏起来,
and God did not hide himself.
这什么意思呢?
And what does this mean?
你做了圣功,
once you do a sacred work,
就好像路加福音十六章所讲的，就像Luke 17 tells us，我们做完一件工作之后，
once we finish a work，
虽然是很伟大，
even though it is very mighty or great，
在神面前应该说我们是无用的仆人，
before the Lord we should say we are a useless servant，
因为你是神用的器皿而已，
because we are only a vessel that God uses，
这是你做完圣功之后要讲的。
And this is what we must say when we finish any sacred work.
嗯,
I am only a worthless vessel.
你讲这句话的时候,
and when you say this, you are preparing yourself to do even more greater work.
但是不可以，你还没做圣功以前就说我是无用的仆人。如果你还没做圣功就被神说你是无用的仆人，那你就被赶出去，就不能得救了。你还记得吗？路加马太福音25章啊。
But if you say this, even before you begin your work, then you will be cast out.
无用的仆人是你自己谦卑讲的，不要被主耶稣讲了。你这句话，无用的仆人被主耶稣讲了，那你就没有用了。
If Jesus tells you, just as he did in Matthew 25, that you are a worthless servant, then you are going to be cast out.
同一句话。
It is the same statement.
那你一千的藏起来。
And if you hide yourself.
一千的。 他们分银子吗？
Oh, if you right, if you hide your talent.
那他不用啊。
And this the servant hid his talent.
他不是啊。
He didn't serve.
主人来了。
And when the master came.
他跟主人说：“主人啊，你哈，小的你这个很吝啬，小的你这个很凶，来啊，你的一千还给你。”
He said, "I know that you are a very fierce master, and therefore I didn't do anything with the talent that you gave me. Return it now to you."
那主人怎么说?
And what did the master tell him?
这个又恶又懒，并且呢，没有用的仆人。
He said, "You wicked and you lazy and you worthless servant."
赶出去，咬牙切齿。
And cast him out and let him gnash his teeth.
所以没有用，看谁来讲哦。
So we have to see who is it who says you are worthless.
当你被别人讲说你这个没用，那你就要小心点。
And others tell you that.
都是被神讲。
You are worthless, or especially if God tells you that you are worthless, then you have got to be careful.
没有用是要你做完大圣功之后，自己谦卑说我是无用的仆人。无用不是真的无用，而是你在谦卑之下做准备做更大的圣功。
It is only after you have completed a piece of work that you can say humbly, "I am worthless," and that only is an indication of your humility. Your preparation to do more work.
讲无用的时候，就是你隐藏自己的时候，就是神在藏你的时候了。
And when you say that you are worthless, then that is when you hide yourself, when God hides you.
我们来看马可福音。Let
us turn to Mark.
马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
所以说，那个。
Jesus fed the 5,000.
在第六章37节以下。
And from verse 37 and following. Jesus gave this bread to his disciples. And the disciples then passed it around to the people.
所以,
because it was such a large crowd, those at the very outer reaches or at the end didn't know where this bread came from.
他们只晓得说这个饼是从门徒接过来的。They
only knew that it had been passed to them by the disciples.
当你可以想象，当门徒把这个饼拿给众人说，众人一定讲谢谢嘛。你拿给人家东西，问谁拿来，总是谢谢嘛。And
you can imagine that when the multitudes received this bread, that they gave thanks to the disciples.
你看，十个门徒要分给5,000个人，你看每个门徒至少要接受几次的谢谢？
So for these 12 disciples to pass out bread to 5,000 people. You can imagine that.
你问一个,他说谢谢,哇,你谢久了,
they would have received thanks from people many times over.
那我们看,
let us read 45. In verse 45, after they had passed out the bread,
然后他们也收拾了,
and they had then gathered everything that was left over.
45节, 耶稣就随即, 马上哦, 催门徒上船,
it says that immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. It's as if he were chasing ducks.
马上,
immediately.
说完了, 赶快, 叫他们走,
after he had done that, he immediately chased them away.
表示说门徒还不太喜欢走, 因为大家吃完高兴, 哇, 谢谢圣言, 还没有结束啊。
And it's probably because the disciples were so happy with the situation. They probably wanted to stay and linger and receive and enjoy some more thanks. And so Jesus said to them, it is enough. He was teaching them that after you have done this work, you should enjoy this praise because you are only vessels.
So he immediately
made his disciples get into the boat.
耶稣把他们吹到船上去啊，人家跟不上。 如果你用再叫他们走路的话，后面跟你大队人一边走一边拍掌啊，哇，门徒不是更风光了吗？
He immediately made them get into the boat so that nobody else could follow or clap their hands as they departed.
耶稣上船一走。 跟不上，顶多是拍手拍到那个船边了，拍到岸边而已。
So at the most, they could only send them off with their applause to the edge of the boat.
因为他们上船之后，那个晚上那船还快沉啊。
And then actually, as we read on, we see that this boat almost sank.
风还不顺。
Because the wind was so mighty.
昨天还得大龙要，今天晚上怎么？ 船不顺，这个怎么？ 他们想不通啊，如果你想通啊，
just received so much glory and praise, and now they were on this boat and it was about to sink. They couldn't understand.
这是主耶稣教导门徒。But
this is the teaching that Jesus wanted to give them.
你只是一个器皿而已啊。You
are only vessels.
你只是把耶稣的饼拿来交给人而已。You
are only passing out the bread to the people.
你叫三岁小孩也可以做。
Even a three-year-old could do this. And an 80-year-old elderly man could also do this.
但在这件事情，事件上，耶稣用了四个门徒。But
in this event, he used his 12 disciples.
那这个利亚做了大圣工之后,
and after Elijah completed this great work,
他名声已经响了。
He was already very famous.
所以被找到了。
So he was found.
随便找都找到。He
was easily found.
那这时候他自己心里也在想哦。
And in his heart, he was also considering.
我做的这件圣功是空前绝后的。This
was truly a great work that he had done.
所以他后来人家说要杀他的时候，
so when people wanted to kill him,
他就赶快跑。
He immediately ran away.
我们再看回来那个《约翰记上》。
Let us turn back to 1 Kings chapter 19.
他就跑了。He ran to Beersheba.
And he also left his own servant there.
他在旷野自己又走了一天的路。And
then he walked another day in the wilderness.
他走不下去了。And
then he couldn't walk any further.
啊，坐下来了。So
he sat down.
他躺下来了。He
lay down.
他在一棵罗盆树下，在旷野的一个树下坐下来。
He sat down under a broom tree in the wilderness.
我们看圣经第四节19章第四节。
We turn to
约翰记上19章第四节。
Chapter 19, verse 4.
他就坐在那里求死。He
sat there and prayed that he might die.
他在这个时候也没有想说要跪下来祷告，也没有。
At this time, he didn't even consider kneeling down to pray.
人的尽头，我们常说人的尽头是人的起头嘛，对不对？
We often say that the end of man is the beginning of God.
求死了，要死了。
But he wanted to die.
尽头了。
He had reached the end.
尽头应该是跪下祷告。
And at that end, he should have knelt down to pray.
但是这时候他已经灰心了。
But he had already given up hope.
有时候你在跟人家玩电影，老是输啊，玩一百次输一百次，到最后你怎么样？算了，不玩了。
If you play with somebody, or play a game with somebody 100 times, and you repeatedly lose, then in the end, you'll probably just give up.
他好像跟神说，多想生了，我不玩了。
So it's as if he said, God, I don't want to play anymore.
我不再做了。
I don't want to do this anymore.
神啊，让我死吧。
Let me die.
他为什么要求死呢？
Why did he want to die?
这么可悲吗？
Was it that pitiful?
他跟神说，他说。 神啊，罢了。He
said, "It is enough."
够了。
It's enough, God.
为什么呢？
Why?
求你取我的命吧。
Take my life away, God.
为什么我要死？
Why did he want to die?
因为我不胜我的烈酒。
Because I am no better than my father.
我本来以为我是空前绝后的一个人。
I once thought that I was one who surpassed everybody else.
我以为他比亚伯拉罕更伟大。
He thought that he was even mightier than Abraham.
他以为他比以撒更伟大。
He thought he was greater than Isaac.
他以为他比大卫更伟大。
He thought that he was greater than David.
但是没有啊。
But it wasn't true at all.
看看样子。
Looking at the situation.
变成自己一个人。
He was left alone.
人家要杀他。
And everybody wanted to kill him.
越想越难过。
So the more he thought about it,
越难过，他知道怎么死了吧。
The more painful it was, and therefore he wanted to die.
但是我们不要说他的求死是，神会很生气的。
But we shouldn't say that his wanting to die would have caused God to become angry.
不要忘记他是向神求死。
Because don't forget that he asked God.
神没有骂他。
God didn't.
神对他就更好。
But God treated him even better.
然后第三种给他吃。
He gave him the third kind of cake to eat.
是向神求，而不是向人。我们如果有时候做事情做得很烦了，就是我不做了，是向人啊，向人吐口水啊，吐苦水啊，不是这样。Sometimes
we become so frustrated with work that we speak to others and express our frustration and say, I don't want to do it anymore.
当你在教会做圣工服事的时候，
When you are serving in the church,
如果你真的很尽心了，
If you truly put in all of your heart,
很尽力了，
And you do all of your best,
但是你遇到困难了，
But when you encounter trouble,
或是被人家害了，
Or if you are harmed by others,
或是你看到什么教会发生这种不公平的事情，
Or when you see that something unfair has occurred in the church,
或是你所喜欢的人、尊敬的人他离开了，
Or when someone you honor or you admire has left.
或是跌倒了,
or has fallen.
就说你我们常常跟人说，我不做了。
Often we will say to others, I don't want to do it anymore.
你是向人讲,
you are speaking to people. You are speaking to men.
你跟神说，我不做了。
You say to them, I don't want to do it anymore, but you are not saying that to God.
向神说，不是向人说。
You need to say it to God now.
我们来看民数记同一个例子。
Now let's turn to Numbers for another example of this.
民数记第10章。
Numbers chapter 11.
到那个摩西带领百姓带得很辛苦啊。
God, I'm sorry, Moses led the people with a great deal of struggle.
摩西被百姓的哭声给吵死了。
The complaints of the people filled his ears.
第11章。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 10.
百姓为了吃东西啊，在那边叫，在那边哭啊，自己每个人都到门口来哭。
The people were crying out and weeping for food.
第10节说，摩西听见百姓各在各家的帐篷口哭嚎，大哭又嚎，很大声的。And
when it says here that when Moses heard the people weeping, everyone at the door of his tent,
那时候有百万人啊。
He was very displeased. Because at the time there were over 1 million of them.
他们是四面围营那个 立位人，他们是在中间服侍的，在会幕。一百就上百万的人，大家出来在门口一哭，那个中间那些人怎么？哇，那才是百万人的哭声大，不能说合唱了哈。大会人真的是把这个摩西给哭昏了。
The Levites were actually in the middle of the camp, so you can imagine that they were surrounded on all four sides by the sound of this weeping.
这一哭，你看，把神给哭泣了。
And
接下来说，真神发怒气了。
This weeping also greatly aroused the anger of the Lord.
那摩西呢？把摩西哭泣了。摩西怎么样？就不喜悦啊。
And Moses also was displeased.
这时候摩西想说，不做了。
So at the time he said, I don't want to do it anymore.
但是他不做，到很伤心的，很灰心的。
But when he was so downcast and discouraged.
你看十四节。
In verse 14,
十四节说管理这百姓的责任太重了，我自己担当不起。他以为他自己一个人在担呢。
He said, I'm not able to bear all these people alone. And he thought that he was bearing the burden himself.
至少神也担了，对不对？至少刚刚也看神也生气了。
But at the very least, we can see that God was also bearing the burden because God also was very angry.
那我看十五节。
In verse 15,
他说你这样待我。我若在你面前蒙恩，求你立刻把我杀了，还不想活了。
He said, "If you treat me like this, please just kill me here."
但神没有骂他。
But God didn't rebuke him.
神给他一个方法。
But God gave him a way.
但后来我们来，再来看同样的这件事情。
And we see the same situation.
他向神是求死啊，谁让你把我杀了？
He ask God to kill him, to take away his life.
我们看《申命记》第一章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 1.
第十二节。
Numbers chapter 1 verse 12.
申命记第一章十二节。
Numbers chapter 1 verse 12.
同一件事情。
I'm sorry. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 12.
申命记第一章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 12.
这时候他是面向百姓。
And this time he was facing the people.
他跟百姓报告说他发生那件事情的。经过是怎么样？
He announced to them what had happened.
他说：“但你们的麻烦、你们的管理、你们的重任，并你们的争讼，我独自一人怎么能担当呢？”
He said, "How can I alone bear your problems and your burdens and your complaints?"
第九节吗？
And verse
9. 那时我对你们说，管理你们的重任，我独自担当不起。
He said, I spoke to you at that time saying, I alone am not able to bear you.
第九节一直到第十三节，在这当中他没有说我不做了，我要死了。
From verse 9 through 13, he didn't want to say that, I'm not going to do this anymore, I want to die.
他只是说，这个工作山太重了，我好像做不起。
He only said, it's too great of a burden for me to bear.
那他在报告说，结果是神叫他说：“哎，要立千夫长、百夫长、十夫长。”
And he informed them that it was actually God who wanted them to choose these overseers.
这是不一样的。
And this is very different.
好吧，力量现在神给他的力量。
So now God gave Elijah power.
他就。施完这个神给他的这个天使的名字哈。
He gave him strength, and after he ate the cake brought to him by the angel.
我们来看列王记三十九章。
Let's turn back to First Kings chapter 19.
第九节。
First Kings chapter 19 verse 9.
他跑四十天了。
He ran for 40 days.
他一直想说跑到神的山，跑到神的山。
He kept wanting to reach the mountain of God.
所以他真的就跑到神的山。
So he actually did reach the mountain of God.
到在那里怎么样？第九节，他说在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞里面。
And it says in verse 9 that he went into a cave and he actually stayed there.
这时候他把自己封闭起来。
And he hid himself there.
也没有求问神，也没有去找人。
He didn't ask of God. He didn't seek God at all.
这个时候他心里比较平静。
And this time his heart was more at peace.
当我们经过很大的波折、灰心之后，我们常常不会像他那样子，他躲起来，我不管你们呢。
After we have undergone a great struggle or discouragement, then like him, we will sometimes become still.
我不 做了。
And we hide ourselves and say, I don't want to do it anymore.
我要安静了。
I want to be quiet.
但是这么是不是真的安静呢？
But was he truly quiet?
没有。
No.
他的内心还是很害怕，他的内心还是在国海中。
Because he still struggled with an internal turmoil.
这时候神就问他。
And at this time, God asked him.
神问说，鱼啊，你在这里做什么？
He said, What are you doing here, Elijah?
神问他说，你在这里做什么？你现在正在做什么
？What are you doing here right now？
好了，他就回答了。
So he replied.
第十节，他说：“我为你要，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心。”
I have been very zealous for the Lord God.
他回答是：以前啊，我过去这个样子。
He replied with what he had been in the past.
看中文，看看就看不出来啊。他说你现在在做在在做什么？他说我以前为你发热心。
God asked him, right now in the present, what are you doing here? But he replied, I have been very zealous.
神是问说你在这里做什么？他没有说我躲在这里啊。他没有讲这样，他一讲就想说我以前好伟大。
Elijah didn't say, well, I'm hiding right now.He said, in the past, I have been very zealous.
好了，那他在控告以色列百姓哦。
And I have been rebuking the children of Israel.
说那些人啊，违背你的命令哦。
And they have turned away from you, God.
并且他们用刀杀你先知哦。
And they have killed your prophet.
现在只剩下一个人。
And now I alone am left.
他们还要我的命。
And they seek to kill my family.
重新的再讲一次，只剩下我。
So he once again said, I alone am left.
在他的故事里面，这是第二次讲。
And in the story of Elijah, this is the second time he said this.
第二次讲跟他第一次讲不一样哦。
And it is different the second time.
第一次是他面对的那些无知的、不晓得分辨谁是神的那些百姓。
Because the first time he said it to those foolish and disobedient people.
第一次。他是很勇敢的，好像英雄的宣告。
The first time he spoke very courageously, like a hero.
这第二次呢，他躲在山洞里面。
But the second time he said it, he was hiding in a cave.
第二次他是被人家杀，最后一个还没剩下面，免被杀死一个人。
The second time he said it as if all the others had been killed and he alone was left.
所以第二次他是一个自己可怜自己的、自己悲哀自己的一种心境来讲的。
So this time he said it out of his self-pity.
我们看十一节。
And let us read 11.
神说：“你出来了，在这里不要躲在洞里。”
God said to him, "Go out and don't hide in there anymore."
其实他没有马上出来。
And actually, he didn't immediately come out.
因为神是慈爱的。
But God is loving.
神用大自然的伟大昭示他。
And God called him out.With the power of nature.
最后他出来。
And in the end, he came out.
神再一次问他。
And God said to him.
第十三节最后，神再问他：“利亚，你在这里做什么？”
In verse 13, once again, God asked him, "What are you doing here?"
他这里现在在做什么
？What was he doing at that time?
他现在已经出洞了。
And this time, he already has come out of the cave.
正确答案应该说：“神啊，我已经。”我站在洞口，并且又挂一门上给你，他在这里做这个事。
The correct answer would be, well, I have come out of the cave and I am standing here with my face wrapped.
第十三节嘛，哈。
Verse 13.
鱼啊，听见就挂一门上脸出来站在你的洞口。
It says that when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave.
所以神问他你在做什么？他应该正确答应说。我用冠衣门上帘站在洞口。
So when God asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" he should have replied, "I have wrapped my face in a mantle and I have come out."
但是他又回去，他刚刚的答案。
But he still returned to his previous reply.
十四节。
In verse 14.
他说：“我会万军，为耶和华万军之神大发热心。”他总是讲，第一次他讲完以后，就是。刚刚在洞里面讲的那些话。
Once again, he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord. He repeated the same thing he said inside of the cave.
就是让我们念两次，重新在我这里讲，讲不出完全的，表示说他在心里面想很久了，
so,
就是很气。
We can
我发热心，他们背免约，他们杀了先知，剩下我一个，还要我的命，这五点，第一次跟第二次讲完全一样。
He said the very same words. I have been very zealous because they have forsaken you. They have torn down your altars and killed your prophets, and I alone am left. And he said these words, and it indicates that he had already been thinking them over in his heart for a long time. But God's reply. And God's reply, he didn't rebuke him.
他现在出来了。
He came out of the cave.
十五节到十八节，我们可以看出来。
And 15 to 18, you can.
神重新给他工作。
That God gave him a new work to do.
神说你回去。
God told him go.
去做这件事情。
Return on your way and do this.
高两个人当国王，高一个人当先知。
You shall anoint two kings, and you shall anoint a prophet.
神要重新来用他。
And God was going to use him once again.
我们看十八节。
18。
神在这边跟他讲。
In verse 18, God said to him.
神跟他对话的最后宣告就是十八节。
The last thing God said to him is in verse 18.
神跟他讲，我在以色列中为自己留下七千人，是为怎向巴力祈求的，为怎与巴力亲嘴的。
Instruction he gave was, I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal.
这是神的答案。
This was God's reply.
不是你一个。
You are not the only one left.
也不是虔诚人眼中的一百个。
And you are not the only one devout man of 100.
而是神把自己预先留下来的七千个人。
But God had already reserved 7,000.God-fearing people.
所以在我们人生的过程里面
So in our lives
当你有时候发觉说怎么只剩下我一个人
If sometimes you discover that it seems you alone are left
不要忘记
Don't forget
神一定有预备人在你旁边
God has already prepared someone beside you
不止一百个人
Not just 100
而是神眼中的七千七若是完全数的话七千是一个很，就是可以足足帮助你，并且跟你一起走过这困难的很多人。
But the 7,000, which signifies a very complete number in God's eyes, 7,000 who also will walk the same path, God-fearing path with you.
神是慈爱的。
God is loving.
他绝对不会让你一个人做圣工，或是你走天国路，只剩下你一个人。
He will not let you walk the path to heaven alone.
在历史上面，我们看到很多为神做大工的工人，他们常常有这样的一个感触：只剩下我一个人。
We see that in history there are many servants of God who felt, who had the sentiment that they were the only ones left.
我担当不了啊。
They couldn't bear the burden alone.
但是这个话要跟神讲。
But we have to say this to God.
不要跟人讲。
We shouldn't say it to others.
也需要跟神讲。
We need to say it to God.
每一个人说我不活了，神啊让我死吧。每一个人跟神讲的人，神都听他们，神又更爱他们。
Everyone who says to God, I can't do it anymore, I want to die, will be heard by God.
因为神看出你的困难在哪。
Because God sees your trouble.
那我们再看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9。
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9。
二十七节。
Verse 27。
耶稣在这边说：“你们这站在这里的人，有人在还没有死以前要看见神的国。
”I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death.So they see the kingdom of God.
要看见神的国。
They shall see the kingdom of God.
第二十八节。
28。
说了这话以后。
And it came to pass.
就是说跟耶稣讲说看见神的国这个话讲完之后有关系的这个事件之后八天主耶稣要真的要把神的国显现给你们都看。
About 8 days after these things, when Jesus said that they shall see the kingdom of God, he brought three of his disciples.
因为在27节说有人，不是说每个人呢、啊，所以耶稣就从他们当中选了3个人要去看神的国。
Because in 27 he said there are some standing here, there were a few that he would select, so he chose 3 to see the kingdom of God.
神的国是在主耶稣带他们去祷告的时候。
And the kingdom of God was revealed as they prayed on the mountain.
神的国出现是什么呢？
And what was, how was it manifest?
他们看到耶稣第29节。
And we see in chapter in verse 29.
正祷告的时候，耶稣的面貌改变了，变成洁白放光了。
As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening.
因为他们看到耶稣的荣耀。
Because they saw the glory of Jesus.
神的国就是神的荣耀。
And the kingdom of God is the glory of Jesus.
在神的荣耀之下。
And in His glory.
30节。
In verse 30.
突然呢，有摩西跟以利亚两个人跟耶稣讲话。
Suddenly there appeared Moses and Elijah speaking with Jesus.
21节，那31节。
31.
他们在荣光里面显现。
They appeared in glory.
在神的荣光之下，他们显现了。
Under the glory of God, they appear.
他们也是在摩西跟以利亚是在神的荣光之下的人。
And they were, Moses and Elijah were under the glory of God.
他们跟耶稣在，他们在谈论呢，耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将来发生的事情。那就是在谈论的，就是神的救恩啊。
And what they spoke of, what they discussed, was his decease, his salvation.
所以神的国是什么呢？
So what is the kingdom of God?
就是神的荣耀。
It is the glory of God.
还有神的器皿，神的工人，在谈神的救恩。
It is also his servants, his vessels, speaking of his salvation.
因为摩西所代表的是旧约的神的话语。
Because Moses signifies the Old Testament.
神的话语。
It's the word of God.
在旧约里面神的话语。
The word of God in the Old Testament.
那个以利亚所代表的是神的能力。
And Elijah signifies the power of God.
有神的话，有神的能力。
He had the word of God and the power of God.
有神的真理，有神的恩典。
He had the truth of God and the grace of God.
恩典跟真理是在神的荣耀之下。
And grace and truth are found in the glory of God.
好，那个我们再继续念。
Let us continue reading.
32节。彼得跟他的同伴都打动了。
Peter and those with him were heavy with fear.
他们清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光。
And when they were fully awake, they saw the full glory of Jesus.
并同他站着那两个人。
And they saw the two men who stood with him.
这里很明白地告诉我们，谁有荣光。
Very clearly tells us here who has the glory.
他们看见是耶稣的荣光。
They saw the glory of Jesus.
跟他站着是什么？两个。正常人，平常人而已哦。他们有没有荣光？没有啊。
And there were only two ordinary men standing next to him.
你不要把荣光都贴到那个摩西，贴到摩西的身上。你不能说哇，在电报身上摩西带有荣光，哎，你自己给他荣光了。
You shouldn't attach the glory to Moses because here it only says the glory of Jesus.
没有。就耶稣有荣光。
Only Jesus has the glory.
他们两个人跟我们一样。
They were just ordinary men like you and me.
在荣光之下显现。
They appeared under the glory.
我们何等人啊！我们能够把荣光随便发给人吗
？So what kind of people are we? Can we just give glory to other people?
好，33节。
Verse 33.
那这两个人话讲完了，他们要走了。
And then, they were parting from Jesus.
两人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得就对耶稣说。
Peter said to Jesus.
说夫子，我们在这里真好。
Master, it is good for us to be here.
对，这里真好。
It is true. It is good.
有耶稣的荣光。
Where Jesus' glory is.
并且有摩西跟以利亚 在那边谈论神国的事。
And where Moses and Elijah spoke of the kingdom of God.
这时候彼得突然来了一个想法。
Suddenly Peter had this thought.
他说：“哎，那三座棚啊。”
He said, "Let us make three tabernacles."
他是好心。
He had a good heart.
他还是无我，他没有想到自己啊。
He didn't think of himself.
他没有说搭三座大棚，小的给我，再搭一个另外附加一个。
He didn't say, "Let us make three tents and give a small one for me."
三个棚，一个给你，一个给摩西跟以利亚。
He said, "Let us make three tabernacles: one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
他有私心吗？没有。他们说，附加三个小的，我们你们三个大，我们有三个小的。
He wasn't selfish here, and he didn't consider him or the other two disciples.
这时候，他把耶稣还有摩西一样看得同等的了。
But here he saw.Moses and Elijah as the same level as Jesus.
其实只能带一个盆啊。
But actually, there should have only been one tabernacle.
耶稣的其他人旁边站。
The one for Jesus and the other should have just stood on the side.
圣经特别介绍，他却不知道所说的是什么。
And it says in 33 that Peter didn't know what he said.
不知道自己讲什么。
He didn't know what he was saying.
他是有爱心哦。
He had love.
他也想要把握住神国，不要让他跑掉。
He wanted to keep and preserve the kingdom of God and not let it go.
他认为摩西一样一走，神国就没有了。
And he thought that if Moses and Elijah left, that the kingdom of God would also disappear.
他想要保住这个神国。
He wanted to keep it.
他没有想到神国是最主要是耶稣的荣光荣耀。
But he didn't realize that.The essence of the kingdom of God was the glory of Jesus.
摩西以利亚只是附加品而已。
And Moses and Elijah were only accoutrements.
所以他把三个同等看待，所以不晓得讲什么。
So he saw them as three on the same level, and he didn't know what he was saying.
34节。
So in 34.
刚才讲这个话的时候。
As he was saying this.
有一朵云彩来啊。
A cloud came.
云彩来跟。遮盖他们
，and it overshadowed them.
云彩来遮盖他们，他看见什么
？And as it overshadowed them, what did they see?
这个时候他什么都看不见。
They couldn't see anything.
对不对？耶稣不见了。
Jesus had disappeared.
摩西也不见了。
And Moses and Elijah were also invisible. They were all invisible.
我看其他两个在睡觉的，可能现在醒过来，那个他两个同伴也不见了，晕了。
The other two who had been sleeping probably were also invisible because the cloud covered all of them.
遮盖着他们。
It covered them.
这时候他想摸，哎，可能只剩下我自己啊。
He probably felt himself and thought, I am alone.
这里你看，接着说他们进入云彩里就惧怕了。
And as they entered the cloud, they were fearful.
害怕。
They were afraid.
进到云彩里面会害怕。
As they entered the cloud, they were afraid.
因为这时候忽然什么人都不见。
Because all of a sudden, everyone was gone.
没有几分钟前，他还说我们在这里正好了。
Only a few seconds ago, he had said, "It is good for us to be here."
他们还不想下山的。
And they didn't want to come down the mountain.
要一直住在那里的。
They wanted to stay up there and live there.
但是要搭三座棚给他们住的。
He wanted to make three.Tents for them to stay there.
那现在呢
？But now.
好的不得了的地方变成什么？让你什么很伤心、很害怕的地方了。
This wonderful place now caused them to fear.
他们要跑啊，他也是已经在那个地方。
He couldn't run away. He just stayed where he was.
为什么
？Why?
从真好到惧怕，距离何其短啊
！From something so wonderful to something so fearful.Is actually a very short distance.
中间只因为一个意念的错误。
And what is in between is only one wrong concept.
他把摩西跟以利亚看成跟耶稣一样。
He thought of Moses and Elijah as equivalent to Jesus.
但是神用这件事情来训练他们。
But God used this to teach them a lesson.
35节。
In verse 35,
在云从云彩当中有声音出来。
A voice came out of the cloud.
说这是我的儿子。
And it said, "This is my beloved son."
我所拣选的。
He the son I have chosen.
你要听从他。
You must hear him.
只有一个，这个是。
There is only one.
这个是。
This is.
这是一个神的宣告。
This is the warning of God.
从云彩当中的宣告。
This is the warning that came out of the cloud.
三十六节。
36.
声音止住了。
The voice had ceased.
只见耶稣人在那。
And Jesus was found alone.
这就是这个故事的结果。
And this is the conclusion of the story.
神国是什么？
What is the kingdom of God?
神国就是只见耶稣一人。
The kingdom of God is Jesus alone.
所以耶稣变貌的故事是什么？神国的故事啊。
So what is the story of the transfiguration of Jesus? It is the story of the kingdom of God.
你看见了神国没有？
Have you seen the kingdom of God?
你若是看见了神国，
If you have seen the kingdom of God,
你是看见神的荣耀。
You have seen the glory of the Lord.
在神的荣耀之下。
And under His glory,
你看到在神的荣耀之下的两个器皿。
Under His glory, you will have seen two of His vessels.
器皿是会改变的。
Vessels will change.
这两个器皿走就走啊。
Those two vessels will depart.
他们讲完话，做完圣工，就走了嘛。
After they have finished speaking, after they have finished their work, they will depart.
他们要走的时候。
And when they parted,
如果你想要把他留住，
if you want to keep them there,
如果你把他想跟当成耶稣一样，
if you want to make them equivalent to Jesus,
接下来马上就害怕，
then after that you will immediately be afraid.
接下来神国就不见了。
Immediately after that, the kingdom of God will disappear.
神国是爱。
Because the kingdom of God is love.
爱里面没有惧怕。
In love, there is no fear.
如果你是真的在神的爱里面，
If you are truly in the love of God,
如果你是在神的国里面，
if you are truly in the kingdom of God,
哪里有惧怕？
How can you be afraid?
如果你惧怕，
if you are afraid,
好像你同样站在一个这个地方，
just even if you are standing in the same place,
刚刚你是说真好的，
before what was so wonderful,
真好是神的国，
what was wonderful was the kingdom of God.
惧怕呢？
How about your fear?
魔鬼的国，
that is the kingdom of the devil.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
一念之差的。
It's only a difference in concept.
当然，这事情是神对他们训练。
Of course, this is the lesson that God gave them.
所以最后，他们是真的看到耶稣只在那里，只见耶稣一个人。
So in the end, they truly only saw Jesus alone.
在我们人生里面。
In our lives.
当我们遇到只剩下我一个人的时候。
When we feel that we alone are left.
你要思考。
You have to consider.
你要祷告。
You have to pray.
神一定会给你更多的。
And God will surely give you more people.
不要烦恼，不只是你一个人。
Do not be discouraged or worried. You are not the only one.
你在神国里面。
You are in the kingdom of God.
你不要只看到，你只能看到耶稣一个人。
You can only see Jesus alone.
其他人不能跟神的荣耀来对等。
You cannot compare the others with him or give them.The same glory.
In Jesus' name.
May the Lord bless us.